Well, I think, any divisional game, everybody raises their level of play, and I think Kansas City has a very tough defense. And they give us a lot of challenges when we went to Kansas City. Again, that's a tough place to play now. So we know that we got to get better on first and second down. That's something we struggle at because we had a lot of third and longs, and it's hard to, convert against any team, especially a defense like theirs in this league.
How hard is it not to look ahead when you guys know you're in the playoffs and there's got one game to go and then you can really start the second season?
Well, it's not hard because I think, obviously we control our own destiny, and if we play our game, play well, and can win this one, the rest of it will take care of itself as far as, all the talk about seeding and whatnot. Our focus right now is to get better, to work on the things that we need to correct. So, when we go down the road, we're a better football team.
Eric, this team as a whole, what's the biggest difference from even a year ago, 2 years ago? Why are you having the success you're having? Can you point to one thing?
I wouldn't say one thing. I thought we had a lot of good players in here last year. And, fortunately, this year we got Peyton Manning, who is a huge leadership role to any team, offensively, but as a team collectively. And I think, the confidence level, the way we're playing all three phases together to win football games is unlike any year I've been here. And two, just the camaraderie level, just the guys are having so much fun. They trust each other, and that goes a long way when you get on the football field and you're, in the heat of battle and you're trying to win a game in the fourth quarter.
So closer locker room than maybe in the years past?
I would say so. I would say great leadership. Obviously we've always had the same coaching staff from last year, but the way they approach our preparation every week, the pieces the front office put, in place this year, it's a tribute to everybody across the board.
When you look at the Chiefs defensively, you guys are all pros, but they have two wins. They don't have much to play for. It seems like they're still giving a full effort and 100%. Does that surprise you at all?
I think, the coach they got there, he's like Coach Fox in a way where you really respect the guy and you want to play hard for him. And they got unselfish, disciplined guys, and they've been through a lot this season as well. So, they want to go out on top. And obviously, they aren't going to make the playoffs, but they got, their own dignity and their own self to play for. So we know it's going to be a challenge. They're going to bring everything they got. We got to make sure from the beginning that we get off to a fast start.
Make Sunday a little scary then, because they're not just going to lay down and give it to you.
No, because every week you expect that. I think that's, a tribute to this team, is that we know, week in, week out, we talk about one week at a time. And that's the truth, is that we got to prepare, every day like this Sunday's going to be our last. And the way we're playing together, the way we approach mentally, physically a game, we can't play scared. We got to play our game and let the rest take care of itself.
Are you doing any scoreboard watching on Sunday? Out of curiosity?
I was saying that you're human, so if they show it, it's hard not to look, but I don't think any of us will be searching for a score because, again, we know that we got to win to control our own destiny and set ourselves up for a run here.
Eric, the Pro Bowl announcements are out today. Is that something you guys will all celebrate, if you have 5, 6, 7 guys on the pitch?
I think, we're going to talk about today in a team meeting this afternoon, and, it's an honor for a lot of guys that will get selected, and I think it should be celebrated for the play of this season in the way, I guess they were honored. So we'll spend some time to say thank you, congratulations, and thank you for some of the guys that will receive it and carry on from there.